This is Elaine Gunn speaking. Today's date is March 3rd, 1998. I am interviewing Clarence S. Gunn, Jr. for our oral history project. Thank you for allowing us to do this for the Invisible Community Project, Clarence. Would you please tell us your name and give us your nickname if you have one?
Clarence Gunn.
You have a nickname?
Mo.
Have you been called Mo or Clarence most of your life?
Mo.
By just family or family and friends or?
Well, family and friends both.
Okay. I'd like to ask you some information about your family background. Who were your parents?
Clarence Gunn was from my mother, and Clarence Gone with my father.
Can you tell me where they were born?
Well, my father was born in Stockbridge, Mass. And my mother was born in Virginia.
You remember what part of Virginia your mother was born in?
Petersburg.
Why did she come to Massachusetts?
Oh, I don't know. My father met her and he got married and she came up here.
Do you know where they met?
No. I don't.
Were you born in Massachusetts?
I was born in Torrington, Connecticut.
So then it stands to reason that perhaps your parents met in Connecticut?
Could be.
Or do you suppose your father visited Virginia and brought your mother up to Connecticut?
Well, he must have gone down there because I don't think she came up here. She by herself.
You know who your grandparents were? For instance, your father's parents.
Oh.
Martin. Was your grandfather's name Martin?
Martin Gunn, and my grandmother's name was.
Was it Seda? Seda.
Seda.
Do you know where they were born?
No, I don't.
Where did they live?
They lived in Stockbridge, Mass.
What about your mother's mother's parents? Anything about your mother's parents?
I never heard much about. She never talked about her parents, so I don't know. Don't know who they were.
How long have you lived here in Massachusetts?
I came from Torrington when I was about a half a year old, and I've been here rest of my life.
Which is?
Well, 76 now, so I must hope about 75 years ago.
So you came as an infant or a toddler with your parents from Torrington, Connecticut?
Yeah.
You have any brothers or sisters?
I had. I had two sisters and one brother.
Okay. Their names? What were your sisters' names?
My sister's name was Anita Gunn and Betty Gunn. And my brother's name was Joseph Gunn.
Are they all still living?
No. Both of my sisters are dead and my brother Joseph lives in Springfield, Mass.
How long have your sisters been deceased?
Oh, one died at age 17. And my other sister, Betty, died.
Recently?
Recently.
Yes. Seven years ago or something. And was she married?
Well, she was married to a fellow that she met at school, Kenny Cotman.
Mm-hmm. At school was the school that they met?
Yeah, they met at where they were going. Both went to school there. Tuskegee?
Fisk.
Fisk College.
So now, your sister Betty and her husband, did they live in the area or did they live someplace else?
They lived here, and they came up from school and lived here shortly, and then they moved to Boston, Mass.
Did anybody else live with your family when you were growing up?
I had a... No, nobody lived with us.
Are you or were you married? Are you or were you married?
I'm married, yes.
Any children?
I have five.
Can you give me your spouse's name?
Elaine Gunn.
And your spouse's occupation?
Well, she was a teacher.
Now?
She retired.
You remember how you met?
Well, I was in the Army, and when I was out of the Army, I met her in Barrington. She was a friend of my sister's.
Do you belong to a church?
I belong to the AME Zion Church.
Any, do you have any special memories of church gatherings? When you were growing up?
No, I'm not.
You have picnics or?
No, we didn't have any picnics when I was growing up.
No special occasions, events at church like Tom Thumb weddings or anything like that?
No.
You don't remember, or they didn't have any?
I don't remember.
You must remember family reunions and funerals with that time growing up.
Yeah, we had one. Family reunion every year.
Is this a large occasion for your family?
Yeah, quite a few of them come. Most all of them come, one time or the other.
Has religion played a large part in your life? Has religion played a large part in your life?
No, not too much.
Are you a member of any civic or community organization?
Well, I'm a member of the Waddell Post Veterans of Foreign Wars, and that's about.
You were in, which war were you in?
World War II.
You remember how long you were in World War II?
In the Army about 3 years.
And you were drafted, or did you enlist?
I was drafted.
Where did you go to school?
Went to right in Barrington, Bryan School, and then to graduated out of the Searles High School there.
You remember anything about your school experiences, any memories? Anything at all about school?
No, I haven't got too many memories of school. It was just going.
You have any special teachers?
Well, I had one favorite teacher, I think, and that was Miss Cannon. I think it was third grade.
Well, do you remember anything special about her that you liked? Was she kind or just?
Well, she was kind.
Well, that's something that you can remember your teacher's name such a long time ago. Tell me about the jobs that you held throughout your life.
No. I worked at the Great Barrington Manufacturing Company. I went there after my father died in, I think it was 1939, while I was still in school. I worked after time, after school. And then when I graduated, I started working full time there. I worked there until 64.
In the meantime, you went into the service.
Service.
So you worked at the manufacturing?
I went into the service in 43, 42, and got out in 45 and went back to the job.
And stayed there until?
64.
Why did you leave in 1964?
They closed up. They closed up the plant.
Was it a special kind of job that you had, that you liked working there, or did you just stay there for, because you were living at home?
I worked there for so long. Yeah, I was worked in the shipping department, shipping things out. I stayed right there. And after they closed, I was down there finishing. I was the last one to work down there, keeping the furnace going and shipping out whatever the orders were, until they got everything out of there.
And then what did you do?
Then I went to the school, started working for the state of Massachusetts. Maintenance on the roads.
How long did you work for the state of Massachusetts?
I worked for the state for 20 years.
And then?
Huh?
And then?
I retired.
What kind of job? You said you worked as maintenance, and then?
Maintenance.
Taking care of the roads.
And then I was a working foreman on the state.
I want to talk a little bit about your childhood memories, the kinds of games you played as a child, and that kind of thing. Remember those?
Well, I liked baseball, basketball, football. I played all of them.
You do any winter sports at all, other than basketball, indoor sports? Any outdoor sports for the winter?
No, swim, but just swimming for the fun of it.
That's sort of a summer kind of thing. Did you ice skate, ski, any of those things?
I ice skated, but not much skiing, just used to ski a little bit, but not too much.
Did you ever do any recitations in school or church or anything when you were growing up? Any recitations? Do you ever recite anything? Poems?
No,
or
no, never.
Never did any of that? Okay. What kinds of chores did you do in the household when you were growing up? What kind of household chores did your parents have you?
Had to take care of our room, clean up our room, wash dishes sometimes, help clean up the house, the rest of the house. And
did your mother work?
Yeah, my mother did housework. She went out and worked.
You said that your father died apparently when you all children were still at home and not grown yet. Do you know what happened? How did he happen to?
He was killed in a car accident. Mm-hmm. 1938.
So then, you children were, and mother were left without a father in the household. Did you have to help earn money for your family at that time?
Well, I got a job right after that down to the Repair and Manufacturing Company. And I helped my mother.
Can you think of any valuable lessons you learned from your parents when you were growing up? What kinds of things did your mother and your father teach you about?
Well, my mother was always wanted to make sure that we didn't do anything that was wrong and kept us under control pretty well. All of us.
Are these some of the same values that you have imparted to your own children?
Oh, yeah. And they all turned out good.
Did your parents teach you about the treatment of older folks, how to treat older folks? You had older folks
yeah.
in your family.
My mother always wanted us to be very respectful to older people. Take time out and talk to them and do whatever we could for them.
There must have been some discipline in your household. Which parent was the disciplinarian? Which one, your mother or your father?
Well, my mother was the strictest one of the two.
What?
Father would always go along with her, though, you know. So that was the way it was.
Do you remember some of those methods that they used? What did they use to discipline you?
Well, they just talked to us mostly. It wasn't too much of anything else.
In other words, they didn't use whippings or things like that to discipline.
No. They'd find other ways, or wouldn't be sent to your room, or couldn't go out, or there wasn't much whipping. I think during my lifetime, I had about two whippings. That was about it.
Remember any of the stories you heard when you were growing up? Just any kind of stories at all about things that happened, perhaps in your neighborhood, in your town, or anything that you remember that you could pass on, or humorous stories, or sad stories, or funny stories, anything that.
Well, I can't remember way back then. It could have been. Memories kind of fading a little bit, I believe.
Did you, some children earn little money by having a paper route or making things to sell at home or anything like that? Did you ever do anything like that?
Well, I used to sell magazines and do odd jobs, shoveling walks, mowing lawns, things like that. I caddied quite a bit. When I got old enough, about 12 years old, I used about there to caddy. Make pick up change like that.
Now, your family lived where in Great Barrington?
My family lived on Rochester Street. 27 Rochester Street.
Now, how long did you live in that house?
When we came to Barrington, we moved into the house, and I stayed there until I got married.
What year was that?
Well, I got married in 51.
Were you the last member of your family to, your children to live in that house?
Well.
Your own siblings? They're brothers and sisters.
I was the last one there, but then my sister and her husband came up there, and they stayed in there until they moved to Boston.
You said your mother worked out and did domestic work, but your mother was also a, she did a lot of cooking, didn't she?
Yeah, she was a good cook. Okay. She used to cook rolls and all different things like that.
What were some of the recipes, your favorite recipes when you were, foods that your mother cooked when you were growing up, remember?
Well, I used to like her bread, rolls, and most everything she cooked.
You didn't have any special food?
I didn't have any really special food.
You, your grandmother lived in Stockbridge. Do you remember visiting her house much, your grandparents?
Yeah, I used to go up there quite a bit.
What did you do when you went up there?
Well, we used to, they had a brook running right by the house. We used to go out there and try to spear fish and then played around the yard. We used to like to go up there.
And you had an aunt, an uncle who lived in Lenox?
Oh, I had my aunt, Maud Van Allen. She lived in Lenox. We used to go up there in the summertime. And her husband had a garbage business. And horses. They had horses, cows, chickens. A regular farm. It was a regular farm. Used to help milk the cows. Used to had a good time up there.
So did you have special family times, or just you children? Did you have special family times at that farm in Lenox, or just children going up there?
Well, my cousins used to come up there quite a bit. And sometimes we'd all be up there at one time. And we used to play. They had dogs. Run around and play. They had quite a time up there.
Do you have any favorite hobbies? What do you like to do most? What did you like to do, maybe that you don't do anymore?
Well, I used to like to play golf. Played quite a bit of golf down to Barrington School and up to the Egremont Inn.
Is that the only hobby that you had?
That was about all that I did then. Played golf, and that was about it.
Did you play on any of the local teams that they used to have around for various sporting activities?
Oh, I used to play basketball with the team they used to call Trips Aces. And, it was like a town team anyhow. But didn't have too many, no other team right then going there.
Trips Aces, was that a basketball team or a baseball team?
That was, I played baseball. We played baseball, and we played in the league in the baseball. And basketball we used to play up there at the old town hall. And they had a court up there.
Were these black players or white players or a mixture of both or what?
It was a mixture of both.
When you were speaking of black and white boys and girls in town and growing up and going to school, were there many blacks in your school, in your classes when you were growing up?
There wasn't too many. One or two. One or two were in my class.
How did you all get along?
Got along well. Very well. After school, we used to go up to the houses and play. Play football or whatever games we wanted to. Almost every day after school, if it was nice weather, we had a good time.
So you didn't have any problems, social problems with the races?
No, never had.
As children?
No.
Has that carried over into your adult life?
Yeah. It has. I have never had no racial problems while I was in Barrington.
You have any memories of Berkshire County? Now, you lived in a small town in Great Barrington, but did you, to socialize, you said you didn't have any racial problems, but as you got older, how did you socialize? Did you stay in the town? Did you go elsewhere? Do you have any memories of just being in Berkshire County? Or was your whole life centered around Great Barrington?
Well, we used to go to Pittsfield quite a bit. And Sheffield. And Hudson. And different places like that.
Why did you go to these places?
Well, in Pittsfield, we used to go up there. They used to have parties almost every week. Pittsfield, Williamstown, North Adams, and we used to go quite a bit up there. Sheffield, they had a place down there that you could dance. We used to go down there to dance, meet girls, and from there, we went quite a bit to different places.
Well, you've given us a lot of information. Anything else you want to add before we stop? Anything else you want to add before we stop?
No.
Mm-hmm. You didn't mention where your children are. Are your children in the area or are they out of the area?
I have 5 children. I have a girl. The oldest girl is Tina, and she's a nurse, and she's working in Florida. Then I have next oldest is another girl. She's an accountant, and she works in Virginia. And then I have son Clay. He's the closest one here, nearest, and he works in Pittsfield, and he's a fireman. And then I have a son, Scott as they call him. He's a lawyer, and he works in Texas. And I have another daughter, Tracy, she's the youngest, and she's married to an Army sergeant, and she lives in Illinois, and that's for the children.
Well, I thank you very much, and hopefully you'll let me come back and if I need to and sort of do a follow-up. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks again. Clarence S. Gunn is a 77-year-old man who is very active and is apparently in good health. He has consented to a follow-up if need be. Thank you very much.